It was an early start for the activists drumming up support for what was to be one of the biggest public marches against the government in a generation. The March for the Alternative was organised by the Trade Union Congress, one of the country's biggest trade unions, angry at the £80 billion of public sector cuts being implemented by David Cameron. As many as 500,000 public sector jobs will be lost, about £18 billion will be cut from the welfare budget, and the pension age raised to 66 by 2020, earlier than previously planned. This has added to the fury of taxpayers' money being used to bail out troubled bankers. Joining them on London's Victoria Embankment were workers including nurses, teachers and the fire brigade.
These people didn't cause this recession. They were going about their ordinary lives and yet they're paying the price. And we're saying we're not all in this together. Big business, the banks are making vast profits, big bonuses, bigger than ever they've had before. And it's these people who should be, they caused this recession. They should be paying the price for cleaning it up, not these people here today.
All walks of society were eager to show their support for their cause.
We are campaigning for fully accessible transport for disabled people, and these cuts are affecting many disabled people like myself.
Well, we're pensioners. They've reduced the fuel allowance, which was sneaked in
at the budget. Yeah,
they didn't announce that.
A lot of our courses at our college have been
discontinued,
and we've lost a lot of our staff as well.
The march started peacefully, with entertainment being provided by musicians and marchers in costumes. But on nearby Oxford Street, tax evasion protesters had attacked a branch of Topshop, owned by Philip Green, who campaigners say owes £285 million to British taxpayers. Paint was thrown at riot police and windows were smashed. But the main protest was successful in getting its message across to the government, with most of central London coming to a standstill for the day. The amount of people who turned up to make their feelings known was proof that British people were not going to be trampled over by the government without a fight.
Numbers here are easily in the hundreds of thousands. People from trade unions and protest groups from up and down the country have all descended on one place to vent their anger on everything, from job cuts to library closures to nuclear disarmament. For an event that's been billed as a day of rage, it certainly has lived up to its name. Steve McCall, Press TV, London.